Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. In John's first letter, he describes the incredible love that God has for you and me, and the love that we in turn are to have for one another. However, chances are good that hearing these words may leave you feeling conflicted. It's great to be on the receiving end of God's perfect love. And we're not talking about some warm, fuzzy feeling. John describes it in very tangible terms. He says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid His life down for us." In other words, Jesus didn't just talk the talk, He walked the walk, all the way to the cross to pay for our sins with His life. That's love. On the other hand, when it comes to our love for God and for each other, while we talk the talk, we stumble badly when it comes to walking the walk. In the Gospel, John remembered how Jesus told them, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." In the early centuries of the church, the writer Tertullian noted that the Romans were struck by Christians and remarked, "See how they love one another, how they are ready to even die for one another." Wow, give their lives for one another? Sometimes we don't even give each other the time of day. So when John tells us of God's incredible love, we may hang our heads in shame and fail to hear what comes next. We recognize how stingy we are at sharing love. We begin to wonder when the last time was we picked up the phone to call our family, or when we took the time to listen to the concerns of a friend, or saw someone in need and didn't help. So instead of going on to hear what John says next, our hearts loom large with guilt. To overcome this discomfort, we may find ourselves putting these words out of our mind and trying to think of something else. It doesn't help. We may double down and try even harder to show our love, but that's like trying to rinse the water out of a dirty dishcloth. John does something else. If your lack of love concerns you, that's contrition, sorrow for sin, kicking in. And that's useful when it leads to confession. Early in the letter, John reminds us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." We confess to God as we do together on a Sunday morning that we have sinned against Him in thought, word, and deed by what we've done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved Him with our whole heart, and we haven't loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve His present and eternal punishment. But by His invitation, we ask that for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ, He would have mercy on us. And He has. Take a look at the love that God has for you. Jesus wasn't just willing to lay down His life for you. He did it. God in His mercy has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. Through faith in Him, God brings you forgiveness and eternal life. So John gives us the skinny on how we are to set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our hearts condemn us. He reminds us, God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. In other words, don't let your guilt overshadow His grace for another moment. Yes, He knows your sins, but He also knows that He has clothed you in the righteousness of His own Son. He did that in your baptism, and through faith, you wear it this day. The love that now comes from our heart comes from Him. It comes in thanksgiving for His mercies, which are new every morning. And you and I are strengthened in this love as we gather in worship, gather at His table for the Lord's Supper, and as we hear it again in our devotions at home. It's love that looks for opportunities to share it. Here's why John goes on to assure us, we love because He first loved us. Let us pray. Merciful God, when my heart condemns me, thank You that You and Your love for me are greater than my heart. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.